Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast. We have a very exciting one today. We're interviewing Dr. Leila Soda. She is an OBGYN, a functional medicine specialist, and she was treated for breast cancer. And we are touching on Pink Month and Breast Cancer Month and raising awareness and also talking about some very, very interesting topics on breast cancer, on functional medicine, on prevention, on lifestyle, things that not only apply to cancer patients, but to all patients in general. So welcome, Dr. Leila.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you today. I remember you've told me your story personally when we were together at the clinic.
Yes.
And you told me something very inspiring about, you know, what you went through, how you shifted your practice, how you went from just being a basic obstetrics and gynecology yes. doctor into having more interest and then more experience in functional medicine. So do you want to touch up a little bit about your history and what you do and who
yes.
you are?
Yes. As an OBGYN doctor, actually, I do whatever I advise my patient to do. So that means I was going regularly to my checkup, gynecology checkup, breast cancer, mammography, sonography. And one time I went for a regular checkup and the assistant who was doing the sonography, she was like looking on a part of my breast more intensively. And she told me there is something I need just to make sure that it is okay. And then she hold another doctor who tried again, like for 1 hour, to try to find out what was that. So I started getting suspicious. Though my previous mammography and sonography was normal only 1 year back. Okay, 2 days later, after they negotiate with each other, the doctors and the sonography place, they told me it is suspicious for cancer. I did not take it so seriously because it is on the mammography, and which is the very important point I want everybody to understand that. When you go for checkup, you don't do only mammography. You do mammography and sonography together because sometimes you will have finding. It's not on the mammography to be clear, but on the sonography, they can catch it up. So since was it with me the same, like mammography, normal sonography, suspicious, I said, okay, Leila, it is fine. Why it will happen to you? So they said I need to do biopsy. So I went to the hospital to do biopsy here in Dubai. Yes. I still was like in denial that it cannot be. As I did the biopsy, went home, I remember that day, 2 a.m. in the night, from deep sleep, I just got up, really sitting in my bed. It is like hit me, oh my God, what is if it's cancer? I said, no, it's fine, you sleep. I slept again, like at that moment, I felt that something is wrong with me. 2 days later, the doctor called me on my cell phone in my clinic in the middle of my work to told me exactly these words, Leila, don't worry, you have an invasive cancer. This moment changed my life. Actually, I am not sad about it. It is like I felt my life is upside down. I was not afraid about myself. The only thing that I thought, if God wants to take me now, if I have to die, I'm fine. I'm ready. But what will happen with my daughters? Because I have two daughters. They were 18 and 14 that time. The most difficult moment in my life is to sit with them and tell them I am having breast cancer. So I cried a lot and my staff came. I had beautiful staff. They came, they hugged me. They said, Leila, don't worry, doctor, we are with you. I started preparing how can I tell my daughters? Because it was like, I felt that moment is like I failed as a mom. Because as a mom, you want to be healthy for your children. I said, my God, I failed because I am sick now. I got my daughters in my office and I told them, listen, guys, your mom is sick. She has a small cancer. And I promise you, I'm going to overcome this. One of my daughters, she reacted really, really hard and that she just left the room because she was shocked. And the other one, the younger one, she came, hold my hand, and she said, Mom, I'm going to help you, and you are going to be healthy, and everything is going to be fine. I am telling you, ladies out there, this moment changed my life, but guess what? To a better one. I swear to God, this is not like a cosmetic sentence. This is the reality. At that moment, I said, if God wants to break me, I'm ready. But I'm not going to let this cancer break me. So I started, I will lie if I will tell you I was not broken. I will lie if I tell you I was not sad. But I said, listen, you overcome divorce, you overcome custody situation for my kids, you will overcome cancer. I overcome being a poor little girl who was coming from Palestine, from Jordan, had big dreams and wanted to be a doctor since I am 8. So I overcome all these difficulties and I reached all my dreams. And my dream at that moment was, I'm going to beat this cancer. I'm going to be the healthiest ever. And I want to be the best mom for my children because I cannot let them down. I went to Germany. I did my operation. I don't want to go in details now. But guess what? Even my diagnosis was worse than I was told. They find another cancer, which is at least bad like the first one. But still, I remember the doctor who came. They organized my operation because I am a German citizen. I went back to my colleagues where I know the hospital, I know everybody. So I went back, and of course the second slap on my face to tell me that I have 2 cancers. So I remember as the doctor told me, Laila, I am sorry, I find another cancer which is in the near and it is at least that worse even than the first one. I start crying. Not panicking, only crying. As no, I am a woman. I am so it is fine to have feelings. What he said, Laila, listen, we are with you. We are going to manage this. I need to tell you this. You have cancer, a second one, and we are going to manage this. End of discussion. And suddenly I stopped crying. I said, okay, let us do it. So we planned the operation. Operation went fantastically, beautifully. I remember the day of the operation, I put many pedi, I put makeup, and the lady who took me to the operation theater, she said, what is this? You know, she's German, tough German. She said, no, doctor, you have to remove all things. I told her, I'm begging you, this is the only thing what I'm asking for. I want to be beautiful going to the operation and coming out beautiful. And my youngest daughter, Noura, she gave me her monkey. She has a beautiful monkey, so she gave it to me to protect me. So I took the monkey with me. I said, this is the only 2 things that I want. Even if I don't wake up from the operation, I want my mani-pedi to stay, and I want my makeup, and I want my monkey. They said, okay, fine. So the operation went beautifully. Everything went fine. I woke up. I Skyped with my daughters only 4 hours after the operation, Skyped with them, Skyped with my staff, checked on the clinic that everything is fine, answered a few questions of patients. And 5 days later, I was back in Dubai. And 1 week later, I got my first C-section with a baby. So I delivered a lady with her twins only 1 week after my operation, because I was determined that I am not going to let this breast cancer beat me.
That's incredible, Dr. Leila. It gave me goosebumps. So that's a really beautiful story. And I think what's amazing is to see how many people kind of get defeated by it, and just to show them that there's so much more and how independent and strong you were. And obviously, you help people. You bring life to this world. So I think that's also very, very spectacular. And you wouldn't let what you went through overcome that. But I find it so interesting how you've also changed your practice.
Exactly.
And how you let your situation actually develop you into a more experienced doctor.
Yes.
And to somebody who, you know, you listen to your gut.
Yeah.
And obviously you push your patients to do more, not just stop at the basic, you know, mammogram and to do more checking and more testing.
Yeah.
So tell us how you got into functional medicine and how that developed.
Just I wanted to tell you in between that, actually I, from my diagnosis having invasive breast cancer to the operation appointment, I had 6 weeks to wait because my daughter has exams. And I did not tell my patient that I have breast cancer because I was afraid they will lose the trust in me. that I am not capable to deliver their babies. During me having diagnosis, not telling my patient, I delivered almost 4 children.
Oh,
one
amazing.
Of the ladies, she knows, hi, Anas. She she knows that. I delivered her twins during me having cancer. I did not tell her. She was keeping telling me, why you are sad? Why you look sad? You don't look normal. But I did not tell her anything. And immediately after my cancer, I continued work because the sentence here, what I want to bring out, it doesn't matter. You continue. You have cancer. It doesn't mean the end of the world. It is bad. It is ugly. It's not nice. But it is not the end of the world. You have to continue. So as I finished my operation, I spoke to my professor that I really love and sent him my regards from here, from Dubai, because these guys, they saved my life. I told him, professor, what shall I do now? How should my life look like? He said, Layla, don't worry, you go back and do whatever you was doing before. I said, this cannot be. He said, no, what do you want to do? You just live normal life. And because I am single, he said, you go and find a partner and start living. Okay, fine. So I took his sentence and came back. That time I started like almost 1 year before to know about functional medicine. I started to read. I started to buy webcasts that I studied. So I was open-minded direction, functional regeneration medicine. So, of course, I stopped for a while, not studying through my radiation and through the treatment, which was very, very difficult. I remember during the radiation that I was working in two hospitals. Then I said, I cannot work in two hospitals. We're doing the radiation in between for 6 weeks every single day. I shifted all my patients to the hospital where I do radiation. And I can tell you several times during radiation, I had to give my mobile to the nurses outside because I had patient in labor. So everything is possible when you determine to do your job and to overcome your thing. Everything is possible. So now I started thinking, okay, what is after cancer? You had your radiation, you had your I got burn grade 2 from that. I was fatigued. I was doing my job, going crawling back to the bed. I was really done. I said to myself, this cannot be it. Okay, you have the radiation, you did operation, you will have medication after that. So what? Then I started working intensively on the functional medicine, trying to find answers. And I find out, my God, I can do to myself a lot of things to be able to be healthy. I don't want anything else. I want to be healthy for my daughters at least, because they were still young and I know that there's still a long way for them to go. So I started actually treating myself with the functional medicine. I took, of course, my cancer medication. You cannot, like, this is not the message what I'm going to give. You have cancer, you got cancer, God forbid, you go, you operate yourself, you do chemo, you do radiation. The question is, how shall I overcome all the side effects from the medication that I am taking? And here is the functional medicine give you the answer. So I studied more. I looked in my diet. I changed my diet completely. I stopped milk product, sugar, wheat, and gluten, because we do know that all these things are full of hormones and they have a lot of side effects on your body. I started 1 year after my cancer, I gained 10 kilos. Of course, because you take medication, you go in the menopause, you have no period, so I gained 10 kilos. I started being unhappy with myself. Then I went to the gym. I joined fitness first. I was always a sporty person. I was doing things, but I knew now I need to do more. It's not enough to do little. So I went to the gym, fitness first, and I met the manager. I told him, give me the best PT that you have, because I am determined to lose 10 kg that I gained through my breast cancer, and I am willing to give you whatever you want. So I changed all my medication. I changed all my food. I checked myself with the functional medicine from head to foot. That means I checked salivary my stress level. I checked my hormones level. I checked my urine for bad and good estrogen, because when you gain weight, you build bad estrogen in your fat, men and women, which can cause you breast cancer and prostate cancer. I checked all my vitamins level. Of course, I find them all in a very, very bad situation. I started, I will never forget my colleague, Dr. Monaco from US. I met him during me studying functional medicine, and then I asked him if he will be willing to help me being my doctor, and he never took one penny from me. I was sending him my, because I was not still in that level knowing exactly what to do. So he helped me, like, reading all my results, giving me the supplement that I need, start going to the gym. I got beautiful results. I start losing weight. I start sleeping better. I start looking better. Because through the medication, what I was taking for the cancer, my skin, like, looked wrinkly, cellulite. I was really looking at myself and crying, so bad was that. As I started seeing the difference, how I felt and how I lost weight, I determined to go and finish my diploma for anti-aging. So I was working, studying, trying to beat the cancer in me, trying to be the best mother ever. I studied and I was graduated in Vegas. 1 year back, I got my fellowship in functional medicine, regeneration. And I felt at that time I am so in power. I rechecked myself again. I got better results, much better vitamins level, much better stress level. Let me tell you something. As I checked my stress level, which is the cortisol salivary test, we don't check it in the blood, we check it in the salivary. Because you don't build cortisol like the same amount every day, every minute in your day. You produce like 7 or 8 different levels during the 24 hours. So as I checked my level, me short after my cancer, it was flat. I had no cortisol level because I had stress for life. Single mom, having 2 girls, OBGYN, waking up in the night, delivering babies, running my own business, it's not easy. So I had flat cortisol curve. That means my immune system is down. I checked my gut. If you don't know, guys, 80% of your neurotransmitter for your memory being happy is built in the gut. 100% of your immunity built in the gut. So that means I checked my gut also. I find immunity is low. I start treating myself and then check up after 1 year, all gone. I am in the best situation ever. I was never healthier. I look at least 10 years younger than I was. I am happier. I am stronger because I beat everyone in the gym. I can do whatever maybe 35 years old ladies can do. So this is the key. The key is you never stop when you get sick. You will get like, you know, you get like, oh my God, I'm going to beat you. I'm not going to allow any sickness. As I said, if God wants to take me, I'm ready any minute. But if a sickness wants to take me, no, no. Thank you so much. I'm not ready. Because you can beat it. You, women are very strong. Otherwise, women will never get pregnant and deliver. If we will leave getting pregnant and delivering to a man, there will be no life on earth. Honestly, because like you need to be multitask, right? Yeah. So you need to breastfeed, you are pregnant, and you go deliver babies, and you cook the same time.
Yes,
of course. So multitask, right? So you will never let any sickness beat you. My doctors told me I can never carry more than 3 kg in my left arm because my breast cancer was in the left arm. I do deadlift 50. My deadlift is 50 kg, both hands. I do bench press 25 kg. I do fly 8 kg. So honestly, I love my professor who saved my life and all his team, but I did not follow his instruction. I changed my life upside down, and I think this what brought me so far now. I am 4 years clean, breast cancer clear, and I am determined to be free and never get breast cancer again.
That's amazing, Dr. Leila. It's so, so inspiring to hear that. And just looking at you today, I mean, you're nearing 60 and you're absolutely incredible. I mean, nobody would give you past 40. We always have the young men hitting on her and running after her, especially in the gym. So she's giving us younger ones a lot of competition, which is amazing. But just looking at her here today, it's so inspiring to hear. And I think for me also as a practitioner, I have a lot of patients who come to me and they don't move, you know, and these are people who aren't even sick. And they have so many options of things that they can do in their environment. And they still choose to be lazy. They still choose to eat bad. And I think it's amazing what you were talking about is how our immunity is built in the gut. Absolutely. And a lot of things come from our gut.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously we're going to touch a little bit on sugar because we know how much our society is addicted. Yes. And we, even ourselves at the clinic, we joke sometimes because we have cake here every week.
I see it.
Yeah. I know you do. You text me all the time about it. You know, and even though we try to live a very healthy lifestyle, but we really have to, I think, try to avoid these poisons. There's so many natural and alternative options, but our body becomes addicted. And, and can you tell us a little bit more about that?
What, Tamara, you have to know now, worldwide, we agreed that all our sickness, demence, heart attack, heart problem, diabetes, cancer is inflammation. And sugar is an inflammation food. There is food out there we call them inflammation food, which is wheat, gluten, and sugar. Sugar now. I was in Germany in June, and you can see it now on the TV, the mythos of cholesterol. That means we were lying to ourselves for years. Oh, my God, your cholesterol high. Oh, my God, your cholesterol high. The problem is not the cholesterol. The problem is the sugar. Because if you eat sugar and the sugar level go up in your blood, the insulin will peak. Insulin is a hormone like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. The insulin is an inflammation hormone, and the insulin make you actually gain weight. The insulin, if it's high in the blood, it will take the fat, the carbs, and you put it all around your belly and on your heart. So whenever you eat more sugar, your insulin peak up. If the insulin stay up, you crave more for sugar. And this is the circle what you put yourself into. I eat sugar and carbs, insulin pick up. Usually insulin should, after 2 hours from food, go down by low level. But if you keep eating, it will stay up. And with the time, you get insulin resistant. That means you need double, maybe 3, 4, 5 times as a normal person to burn the same amount that the normal person eat. I don't know if this point is clear. Like, we have two people. One is eat too much sugar and the other one eat less sugar. The one who is eating too much sugar, with the time, he need 10 times higher insulin production than the other guy who don't eat every day. When he has to produce much more insulin, with the time, he will deplete on insulin. So the pancreas will tell, thank you, I'm tired, I don't produce so much. And when the insulin stay high in the blood, you will have joint pain, you will be lazy, you don't empty your bowel every day, you have more constipation, you will crave more sugar, you are lazy to go to the gym because you are tired, you are fatigued, and you go in the circle. And for guys, listen to this. Your insulin go up, your testosterone go down. This is the most important hormone for men. So you eat too much sugar, you get fat, your testosterone is down. Testosterone is important for ladies as well. It's not only a man hormone. Men and women need testosterone both equally, but in different amount. Ladies, they need it in lesser amount. Men, they need it in bigger amount. But still, for both, you eat too much sugar, you gain weight, your hormones are down. So food is actually the most important treatment. That's why my fellowship from US was in nutrition metabolic medicine. So I did the board certification for functional regeneration and continued 1 year extra for nutrition. Because I do believe, like, when you are sick, pills are not going to help you if you don't change your lifestyle. Moving, of course, if you move, for your information, you can build testosterone and growth hormone in the gym. You move, you lift, you burn fat, you build hormones, you build even the lucky hormone, nephrine, epinephrine. You are happier, you are more optimistic. And you should do the workout, take it as a meeting. If I have a meeting like my meeting with you, Tamara, today, I did not postpone it. I did not move it. I did not say, oh, my God, I'm tired. Though we can do this actually anytime we want. But I take it seriously because it's an important meeting. I take my workout in the same importance, in the same way.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a lot of doctors advising, you know, either post-surgical cancer patients or patients in general, you know, rest, don't exercise, don't care. Why? Why do they do that? You know, especially I understand post-mastectomy because it's post-surgery.
Yeah.
But they're kind of pushing these women to do things very light, you know, don't put too much stress on your body.
See, let us say, Tamara, like they are two different direction of medicine. Classical medicine is important. We have to respect that because these people, they still need to have surgery and chemotherapy, what we talked about, right? Functional medicine will say, okay, I need this person to function normal. Every eight women, one of them will get breast cancer once at least in her life. Some of them, they get it twice or thrice in their life. So can you imagine, like, every eight women, one woman I put on the shelf and say, don't move.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't understand that. But because we know that that classical medicine depends very much on prescription, on tablet, take it and take rest, because they think maybe movement will put her immune system under stress, which is the opposite.
Okay.
Everything moderation. Do everything in moderation. You don't want to go to the gym and lift weight. It's fine with me. Go do Zumba. Mm-hmm. Go do yoga. Go run. Go swim. But move. People, any part of your body you don't move, it will stop working with the time. So moving is very important to remove the toxin from your body, to keep your joint okay, to keep your skin beautiful. We don't want to age and end up being in the hospital, in the ICU with 10,000 medication and running from one doctor to another because here my joint is paining, my back is paining, the other one my head is paining, the other one is my stomach doctor. I don't want that. I want to grow gracefully. I want to sleep, to die respectfully to my body. I don't want to die in the ICU having wires everywhere in my body and having doctors and nurses telling me what to do and not what to do. And I honestly, truly, I am a classical doctor. I studied medicine and I am grateful for the information that the classical medicine giving me, but I am sorry, this is not enough. Yeah, that's why functional medicine is from its name, regeneration. I want to regenerate myself. Who said because I have cancer and I am going to be 58 next month, my life is done? Is this what I worked for? No, my life even started now, because now I am mature. I know what is wrong, what is right, what is wrong. I do less mistake. I do less stupidity because I am mature. Can you imagine this head maturity and bad body? Mm. What shall I do? Wait in the house till my daughters come and visit me and petite me and maybe bring me something to eat? No. I want to travel around the world. I want to be active. I'm studying, by the way. I'm studying now. I am doing certificate for advanced endocrinology, to know more about hormones, to know about how can I make people younger. I'm not talking about Botox. I'm not talking about liposuction or tummy tuck. I'm not very much behind that, but I'm not against it. If this will make you happy, do it. But in my opinion, it is all in your hand. You want to lose weight, you can lose weight. With the regeneration medicine, we can check why you gain weight. We look at your diet. We look at your hormones. Maybe it's not your diet. Maybe is your hormone messed up. Maybe it is the little you don't move enough. Maybe the kind of workout you do. Even Because if patient come and tell me, I run every day 30 minutes. This is not about running 30 minutes and kill yourself. It's about the variety, the changing of the workout, trying to use every muscle in your body. We have muscle to be used, not to relax. So if you want to go and be beautiful, you need to change your life. Botox will not make you beautiful. It will remove some wrinkles. But the beauty in your eyes, how you want to get it out when you feel good from inside. And no Botox and low liposuction will do this for you. Changing lifestyle in total. And if you still need liposuction, be my guest, do it. If you still need operation to make you more beautiful, do it. But this is alone not the solution, because you need to fix your gut, your hormones. You have no idea how much ladies I check in my clinic, and they are already menopause when they are 32.
Wow.
They can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine.
This is early premature ovarian failure. 28 years, I have 28 years young ladies. I want, honestly, I am sad about that. They don't get the period anymore, are not able to get pregnant. I'm asking myself, why? We nowadays, we have to ask ourselves, why? Why I get cancer? Why I am fat? Why I have wrinkles? Why I'm feeling bad and lazy? I don't like to go. I mean, we are in Dubai, guys. Come on. In every 5 minutes, there is a gym. In every building, there is a gym. There is no excuses not to be motivated and do things. You need to want it. And when you look, when I look around me in my clinic, 50% of my, 70 even, percent of my ladies who are sick are young. They are less than 40. So that means if we are not careful, the new generation are sicker than the previous generation because of the lifestyle, because of the toxin in our environment.
And I think you really hit it on the head, is the question why. Exactly. And I think a lot of people don't question why, you know. They come to me and they pity themselves. I have this, I have cholesterol, I have blood pressure, I have, you know, I went through cancer. But nobody really questions, and especially in traditional medicine, nobody questions why somebody got what they did and how to prevent it from onsetting again.
Exactly.
And I think what you're saying and all the advice you're giving is very important, not only for people who have been sick, but people who are healthy and want to avoid getting sick, and for men too.
Yeah, you know, Tamara, I don't know if you know that. Only 20%, even less, of the breast cancer is on your genes. 80% of breast cancer is environmental. My breast cancer, for me, if I will go back to my story, is my stress level. Like the kind of job that I had, how I work since I am 18. I was working and studying. So I am hard working since day one in my life. In my opinion, my stress causing me this. So in the functional medicine, we always ask the question, why? And guess what? I don't treat my patient with drugs. Yeah? I treat my patient with supplements. What is missing in our body? Do you know that we treat high cholesterol with vitamin E? Okay? Vitamin B1, B2, B3, this is the most important vitamins to reduce your cholesterol. Green tea. We give green tea tablet. We give supplement to reduce toxin, for example. We check toxin in the blood, in the urine of our, because if you have toxin, you produce it in your urine. So we check the level of toxin our patient have, and we do also blood tests for that. Amazing, arsen, chromium, it's crazy. So where is this coming from, and what it will do for your body? Chemicals in your body will make you infertile. Chemical in your body will make you sexual inactive. It will make you fat. I have really sometimes poor patient. I know it's not eating. So it's not everybody who is fat and overweight is eating too much. Check your hormones. Have a look. And there is different. The functional doctor is a doctor who connect points, dots with each other. That means one sample. Stress factor has to do with thyroid, has to do with hormone, has to do with obesity. If your thyroid is not optimum, you will be gaining weight. If your hormones are not optimum, you gain weight too. which is DHEA, testosterone, pregnenolone, estrogen, progesterone. And the issue is in the functional medicine, I have to treat all the hormones equally. I cannot treat the thyroid without looking at the rest of the hormone because God, is your arm moving alone?
No, of course.
When you move your arm, it's moving alone? No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work your body need to do to move this arm. Mm-hmm. This is what is functional medicine. So what did not function in your body that you gained weight? Food is an subject, of course, but it could be a lot of other things. Movement, lifestyle, sleeping, oh my God, sleeping. Sleeping the same day, the same time every night, wake up same day is so important. You don't sleep, you gain weight. You sleep less than 8 hours a night, you gain weight. Why? Because the cortisol go up or go down, it is not functioning anymore, you gain weight. Do you see how I had a patient today, for example, she's menopause. She don't want to take hormone. She said, Laila, I don't want to take hormone, but I have to respect. Okay. I checked her thyroid. I find the thyroid is suboptimum because in the functional medicine, we look for optimum number, not okay number, optimum number. I want my numbers to be optimum, so I look 18. Everybody in your waiting area, what the girl said, I look 40. Yeah. I'm going to be 58 next month. That's so she gave me 18 years younger. It's not about looking beautiful and younger. It's about feeling happy and feeling young and beautiful from inside. So this lady, she told me today, Laila, she's my patient since 18 years. She said, I don't want hormone. I have to respect that. I checked her thyroid. I find it suboptimal, so I make her thyroid medication. She came today for talking about her result after 2 months. She said, why the thyroid medication is not getting better? I said, because we did not take the whole other hormones. Yeah. Look, where is the thyroid? It's in the middle of your body, here, right?
Yeah.
And near the throat. It is central. Did you ever thought, Tamara, why it is central? Because it's so important. Thyroid did not work, you don't go to the bathroom. You don't empty your bowel. You don't empty your bowel, you get toxin, you get diabetes, you get toxin in your body, you can get cancer from that. A cancer patient should empty her bowel twice a day to remove all the toxin from her body. Can you imagine? Did you ever hear about a lady who don't have constipation?
No, it's very common nowadays.
Every 10 patients, at least 9 of them having constipation. I was one of them, right? Because why? Lifestyle, stress, 10,000 issues. Functional medicine taught me how the bowel movement is the most important thing because here, as we said, you build neurotransmitter, immune system. Yeah. A cancer patient have constipation, this is a mort. This is a criminal act from her doctor who is not telling her what to do. I will tell you, I will be honest with you, I studied in Germany. I was always like more organic person, alternative person, do acupuncture, doing yoga. But still, the functional medicine opened my eyes on a lot of things. Ladies who have constipation are sick, is not normal. They will have acne, they will be obese, they will feel not good, they will have diabetes in the future. So you need to look about everything in the body of the patient, men and women. So you connect the dot. For example, again, if a patient come and tell me, before I started functional medicine, if the patient come and tell me I have headache, I will tell her, go and see a neurologist. Oh, but I have also headache and stomachache. I will send her to gastroenterology. Now I connect all this together. I don't send them anywhere. If I fail to fix her headache and stomach, then we will stop her. Then we will. I will send her if I fail. But if I will try first to fix her. And most of the time, we are successful.
Dr. Laila, thank you so, so much. It amazes me that we have this medicine in Dubai. It's available. You're here, and if you can give us a little bit of details about you and where you are in your clinic, and maybe
yes, as I said, I am Doppelboard certified OBGYN from Germany and fellowship anti-aging functional in from US. My clinic name is Dr. Laila Zuda Clinic, and this is in Jumeirah 3, opposite Sunset Mall. I have a lab which is accredited lab. I have a clinic which is ISO certified clinic, and we do actually treatment men and women. From head to foot. With any complaint that you can have, we can deal with.
It's such a pleasure to have you today. I think it was so inspiring to hear your story, and there's so much we can go on talking about, everything from functional medicine, preventative medicine, and a holistic approach.
Yes.
So thank you so much again for all
You're
the education
welcome.
And the information. We hope that our patients and all the listeners will come and visit you Child. And definitely change their outlook on their lifestyle and anything that they go through and how to make changes and become better overall. So
and
thank
Child.
You again.
Thank you for
having
me. And
we wish you
me.
The best, and we're very, very proud of
thank you
how
so
much you've
much.
Accomplished.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye, everyone.